Okay, I'll finish my sentence.
Gimel Shvat, Wednesday, the 9th of January, Rabbi Yehuda Fuss, Simchas Chosn Vakala.
The subject here is Simchas Chosn Vakala, and Simchas Chosn Vakala is the way we are supposed to behave toward the Chosn Vakala. What I'm trying to concentrate on today is the Chosn Vakala themselves. What is the essence of the Simcha of the Chosn Vakala? And this has many halachic ramifications, and we'll try to go through some of them. So, first of all, let's start from the Kasha or well-known Gemara. That says that ein noisim noshim. The Mishnah says ein noisim noshim b'moyit. One result of Simchas Chosn Vakala, that the Chosn Vakala are in a status of Simcha, is that they're not allowed to get married on Yontif. Why? Because the stira here, we can't mix the Simcha of Yontif with the Simcha mix the Simcha of Yontif with Simchas Chosn Vakala. The Simcha of Yontif will not be complete since they're busy with their own private simcha, they won't be able to be mekayim some proper simchas yontif. The somachtu bechagecho v'lo bishtecho, does it more bring such a son? That's one thing. Now the problem is that the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, read his Loshim, Yesh lo la'odom liso noshim rabbis ka'achas b'yom echot. A person is allowed to marry a few wives in one day. U'mevorech birkas chasanim lekulom. He makes a brocha, makes a sheva brochas, one sheva brochas for all the weddings that he made that day. But, avol le'simcha, le'samcha tzorich le'smoyach, im kol achas v'achas simcha riolo, ve'im avim simcha b'simcha. The simcha that he has to have with each wife he has to give each wife a separate 7 days, a separate simcha for each wife. And what he'll do is he'll get married them all one day. But then he'll be for 7 days. He'll be busy with the first wife, and then he'll dedicate the next 7 days to the second wife. And that way we're mekayim b'din of eimar simcha b'simcha. So there are two basic, obvious kashas over here. First of all, this is the same din, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the Rambam learns from the same din that exists in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. Over there, let's do the same thing. Let him get married in Chol HaMoed, and then wait till after the Chol HaMoed and dedicate the 7 days after Yom Tov to his wife. How come over here, the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the Rambam is telling us, marrying a few women, you're allowed to marry them both on the same day, but you dedicate after 7 days separately to each one. What Masha'in came when on Yom Tov, it says you're not allowed to marry them at all. Ain no yisav no shalom, you're not allowed to get married, right? That's the first basic shayla. The second kasha is that we have another din, which is also one of the things we have to discuss here. And that is, as we know, that somebody who, person gets married, and then Le'olenu, he has a velus. A close relative is chayv to misabel on them, a nifter, right away, during the sheva brocha, so even at the beginning, right after they get married. What we do is, we delay the shiva, 7 days of the sheva brocha, and then the shiva starts only after the sheva brocha is over. Right? So here we see that, again, also because of the status of simcha that a chosn and a kala are in, that status forces us to delay the avelus. Now, if the Rambam is telling you that there is a possibility of delaying the sheva brochas, let's do that there too. We should, avelus came right after a person got married, let him do mekayim the avelus, and then keep the 7 days, the sheva brochas after the avelus. If the Rambam tells us when he marries two wives, there is a possibility of delaying the sheva brochas to later, so let's delay the sheva brochas to later in that case too. Right? So these are two basic kashas that exist here. The Achroinim has these kashas. So the answer to this is the Shulchan Aruch says, read Loshna Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Shimon Simon in Yerodeh Shin Samach Dalet, says the Shulchan Aruch, Anoise psulo tzorich lismoyach imo zayin yomim. Shalo yaseh melocha, So now, first of all, now we're going to see what are the real dinim that exist on the Chos and the Kala. What do they have to do? What does that mean, dedicating 7 days for the Sheva Brachos, for his wife? Shelo yaseh melocha. He's not allowed to do melocha during the 7 days. Lo yiso v'yitem bashuk. He can't go and the business. Elo oichel v'shoyser v'someach imo. He has to spend time with his wife. Oichel v'shoyser v'someach imo. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, that's the essence of the days of the Sheva Brachos and Hogas at the Chos and the Kala have to have. The Ramo continues there, v'chosen osur basiyas melocha. So everybody asked, I mean, we just said that, right? We just said shelo yasa melocha. So what's the Ramo adding on? Chosen osur basiyas melocha. And it continues the Ramo, v'lo yetze yichidi balaylo. You shouldn't go out alone, you have to have a shomer, like we know you're ready, you have to have a shomer. But why is, what's, the Ramo specifically is coming to say lo yasa melocha, which we already said lo yasa melocha. The Teretz says the Chelkas Mechoykek and the Groh, if you look in the Groh there on the spot also, that's what he's saying, is that there are two separate dinim, two distinctly separate dinim of Simchas Chos and Kala, of the Anhogas, of the time of Sheva Brachos, of the Chosel. One is what the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorech L'smoyach Imo. He has to dedicate the time to his wife, to be Mesameach her for these 7 days, and that's why he's not Adum Malocha. He has to dedicate the time to her. But there's another din, and that is, we know there's a Pirkei de Rav Lezer, it says, Chosen Doimel Melech. Chosen has a status of a king. What does that mean? One of the things is, Shelo Yetze Yechidi Balaylo, kings don't walk out alone, so you always need a Levui, that's why we have a Levui. Another one of the things is, kings don't go to work. People do the work for them. So Ramo is coming to tell you that there's another reason for Isur Melocha. Isur Melocha on a Chosen have two separate reasons. One is he has to dedicate the time to her, and the other one is because for himself, Chosen Doimel Lemelech is Mechai B'Yisra Melocha. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, what happens if she's Moicha? She comes to him, she says, you know, I don't need it, I'm Moicha. If the din was, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch says, Taka, the din is that he's, because of her, it's a chiyuv that the Chosen has to the Kala, he has to give her the time, something that's given to her, she has a right to Mevater, she can be Moicha, so that she could be Moicha. But if it's a din on the Chosin himself, Chosin doing on the Melech, he himself has a status of a king, and he's also Melocha, then Mechila won't help. So what the Ramo is coming to tell us is that this din of Mechila helps. In this case, in a regular case of a Chosin, Mechila does not help. We'll see in a minute when it does. But because there is another din of Chosin doing on the Melech, Mechila doesn't help. So we're seeing from here that there are. And what brings about this status called Chosen Doimel Melech? The feeling of Simcha that a Chosen feels, a person gets married, he feels in a status of Simcha, is in a status of Simcha, in a status of a Melech, and that has all these, has other dinim besides the din to help her. So now we have, we come back to this, we now have two reasons for the Isuri Melocha and for the Anhog of the Sheva Brachos. So now let's go back a minute to the Rambam. If we'll go back to the Rambam that we started. The Rambam says you can marry a few women the same day, but you can dedicate Sheva Brachos separately to each one. So now, again, dedicating the Sheva Brachos separately, that's the first din. That's the din that a Chosen owes to his wife. That chiv that a Chosen has to his wife, that taka could be divided up. It's possible to divide that up. It's possible to dedicate 7 days to the first wife, and we can delay it. It's possible to delay it. It's something that he's supposed to dedicate 7 days to her, the smoyach imo. He can delay those 7 days. He can tell her, all right, we're going to do those 7 days, 7 days later. So that's why the first 7 days for the first wife, and another 7 days to the second. Yes?
You know the first wife, when you marry someone, if you're second, you've got to wait 7 days. She's not going to be happy.
That's true. Okay, that's true. But like, obviously, this was worked out. I mean, this was, we only get married with the agreement of the wife, so obviously the wives here agreed to this, doing this, so.
She's not going to be happy with the idea of many wives anyway.
What?
She's not going to be happy with the idea of many wives anyway.
There's many wives anyway.
On the birthday, he's already about Simcha. So how can he marry somebody else?
So that's what I'm saying here. So beside the din on her, beside the din for her, it's possible to delay it. But there's the other din. The other din was that he, a chosen, by getting married, is automatically in a status of Simcha. That you can't delay. That comes from the Hagosha, the feeling that he is Simchas Alev, as the Rishonim call. There's no possibility of delaying that. But now let's see. That's why Ein Noisim Noshim B'Moyet, because there the problem is won't help to delay it, because all we're delaying is the chiyuv to his wife. But the chiyuv mitzad himself, the simcha that he's in, the chosen doim melapon, that's not delayable. He can't delay that. And that itself will be a steerer to the moyed. Masha'enke, when he marries two wives, what are we saying now with marrying two wives? What you asked before, marrying two wives, where's the imar of simcha b'simcha? What's the simcha? The simcha is the simcha that he's a chosen. So if the reason for the simcha is because he's a chosen, and he's a so chosen because of one wife, because of two wives, that's not eru simcha b'simcha. That's the same din simcha. This same as also, it's enhanced more. I have two wives, I have one wife. I'm in a matzav of simcha. There's not a stira that I married a second wife. It just maybe enhances more the simcha. Klapi, the simcha of the chosen himself, since it's the same simcha, on that there is no din eimar of simcha b'simcha. The eimar of simcha b'simcha has to do with her, with the wife. The first wife and the second wife are not connected to each other. So they can't have the simcha, both of them, clashing with each other. That's eimar of simcha b'simcha. There you have to delay. Says the Rambam, there we have to delay the simcha of each wife to a separate, give each wife a separate week. But the simcha of the chosen, it's not a stira, it's on him. On him, he has more of a reason for a simcha. It's not a stira of the two things. There's no aimar of a simcha with simcha on that.
So if you push off the simcha of wife number two right. to a week later or 2 weeks later, right. then in that week he hasn't got the din of chosen doimel melech.
That's true.
If she's exactly. moichel, he could go
exactly.
to
that's a very good nafkamina, very good. That'll be the nafkamina, what he's saying. He's saying, according to this, but let's just want to get this straight now again. So first we'll get back to the Tirutzim we're saying. So mitzad eimarav simcha b'simcha, the eimarav simcha b'simcha of noisim a few wives is only toward the wives themselves, because each wife clashes with the other. But toward his own simcha, he doesn't have that. That's why he couldn't marry a few of them. But he has to delay the simchas ishtoi. And the other question that we asked, when we saw that pushing off avelus. Why do we have to push off the veils? Let's just delay it again. The chosen doim melech, the second din of chosen doim melech, the din simcha on him is not delayable. You can't delay that. So that he's mechuyev right now. So that's why we have to push off the veils for later. The nafkamina would be like he's saying here. Very good. The nafkamina would be now according to this case on the second week where he's dedicating to the second wife, she could be moichel because now the only reason. That he himself, it's not his din, the din of Chosim Doim Melamelech he doesn't have anymore, because that was already, that we said we can't delay that, and that was the first week. We're left only with the din on her, she could be Moichel. So that would be the Nafkamina, she'd be able to be Moichel. But that's the Chorid of Pshat and the Rambam. So we see from here that there are two dinim on Chosim, and there is a Nafkamina, there is a case here, where only one din would come into play without the other, right? In this case of when he marries Kamen Oshim Gefa.
I just ask you why.
But yes.
If he's a melech, what's the connotation with simcha necessarily? I mean, a melech is a melech. It's nothing to do with simcha really. It's the way he's treated, the way he.
That's true. It's true. That is true. But I think it's both things together. It's called like a regal of his. He's like the Lashonis of Rishonim are that it's like a yontif of his. So it starts with a simcha and it has. Also, the Doim Melech. Those are two elements of the same thing. That he's in the status of Simcha, he's in the status of Simcha's Lev, and that brings with it two separate things. But it's true that it would be possibilities of dividing them up.
Why is he not a Melech in the second week?
What?
No. If he's a Chosin, why is he not a Melech?
Because that, his Melech, that came about because when he got married, that has to be Melech. It comes about by from the fact that he's through his Simcha's Lev that he has, through the status that he feels in separate status, that already wore off. He already married her a week ago. This is now a din that he has to her. It's a din that he has to her.
Does a real Melech sit shiva if he loses a parent? An actual Melech, a king, who loses a parent, would he sit shiva?
There are different dinim. There's certain avelos that can't do.
According to this, you'd say that because he's a Melech, he can't sit shiva.
That's true. All right, it's not. You're right. You're right. I see that we're mixing two separate issues here. That's true. That there would be a possibility maybe to divide them up, but there are two separate things. In every chosim, there's the doim melech part and the simcha part. Lemoshu, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about sheva brachas, okay? Making the bracha birkas of sheva brachas. We make in the 7 days there are besides these deem we just said now, which is that you have to a chosim has to be mesameach his wife. There's another din that you make sheva brachas. We make a bracha. What are we making the bracha on? The rishonim say the bracha we're making on the simchas lev of the chosim. What enables us to make a bracha is the simchas lev of the chosim. So that's also part of this. The moshul, In this case, like what the Rambam says, we go back to Loshon Rambam, Umevorech Birkas Chasanim Lekulam. The Rambam's telling us in a case where he married two wives, the week of Sheva Brochus would be only 1 week. Only the first week would be a week of Sheva Brochus. That second week, which he's dedicated to the second wife, there won't be Sheva Brochus. Because what he's doing then is, the Sheva Brochus has to be on the Simchas Aleiv. The Simchas Aleiv doesn't exist in the second week. What does exist is his Chiv to Misameach her. So we'll see in a minute a little bit more about this.
So the second one doesn't be Sheva Brochus.
Right, so there won't be Sheva Brochus. The Sheva Brochus will be for both together during the first week.
Both together.
Yeah, both together. I guess that's it. What? Yeah. No, but again, but the Sheva Brochus is going on his Simchas Aleiv, on the Chosin Simchas Aleiv. Sheva Brochus is not on the Chiyuv to Mesameach her.
It's a separate thing. Is the second wife Simcha affected by the first marriage?
So, again, we're talking about a case. Like, let's. Everybody asks, and there's another kash here, which I didn't want to go into, but with, I see people bring it up. There's another question here that one of the places they learn out that this din of Eimei Arum Simcha Simcha is Yaakov and Rochel.
Yeah.
That Yaakov didn't marry, right? That Yaakov didn't marry Rochel. Malei Shavua Zois, he waited a week after he married Leah to marry Rochel. So the question is, according to the Rambam, why did he have to wait a week? Right? According to the Rambam, he could have married them both and done the Sheva Brochus separately. Why did he wait a week? So in this case, maybe the answer to that is what you're saying here. This has to be with her agreement. Obviously, without her agreement, in Yaakov and Rochel, there was no agreement to this, right? So Leah didn't agree that he's going to go marry Rochel afterwards. So in the case of the Rambam, is Noisim Noshim Kachas means they both agreed that this is what's going to happen. So that's the fact, right? Why they agreed, I don't know, but that's where they agreed, right?
The wedding, does he have to have a kavod, which one will be the number one and the number 12?
No. He does a separate ma'isa kedusha in each one, obviously. There has to be a separate ma'isa chuppah and kedusha in each one.
Then, which one is the...
There's no first and second, hopefully, you know, that...
He can't tell that to the wife.
All these questions show why Rabbeinu Gershom felt that he had to do his takana, right? But...
Each one has to feel number one.
Exactly. Yeah. So, all right. So now there is another place which is maybe even more. We can bring this out more, and that is there's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Zayin talks about two other cases: the din of a almon shenos almonim, a person who's a widower who marries a widow. So the Gemara comes out. The Gemara says that there the din is the din is like this. The din is that Sheva Brochus, only one Sheva Brochus, one day Sheva Brochus, Yom Echod. But Simcha, meaning the Isser Melocha that he has, is 3 days. That's what comes out. That's what Gemara says. Right? Now, if we go back to, if we look at Loshna Rambam, Rambam says, Chein tiknu chachomim, shekol anoise psulo yesomeach im oshivas yomim. Again, the Rambam is saying it's a takona. There was a takona here. A takona is chachomim that he has to be sameach his wife for the days of the Sheva Brochus. Avim hoisa beulo, if she was almona, ein pochis or a grusha, ein pochis mishloisha yomim. She takonas chachomim lebnois Yisrael. The Rambam says beferish is a separate takonas chachomim to help Bnois Yisrael, for Bnois Yisrael, that he has to dedicate and mesameach her the days of Sheva Brochus. So either if she's a psula, it's 7 days; if she's almona, it's 3 days. So we have now a case where the brocha is only 1 day, but the Isser Melocha is 3 days. So when you ask him before, how is that possible? Again, we see, this is the Beferish in the Gemara, that it is not necessarily connected. You can have a brocha, the brocha, that Sheva Brochus is only 1 day, but the Isser Melocha would give, he's dedicating her 3 days, and those second 2 days, there won't be Sheva Brochus, right? So in this case, again, we see clearly a division. Again, we perceive the division between the din on her, which is 3 days, and the din on him, where we only enable to make Sheva Brochus 1 day. Why? Because his simcha is less. And Almon automatically is less of a simcha. Second marriage is less of a simcha, so we can't make a brocha on his simcha, but on his simcha's aleiv, we know his simcha's aleiv is only 1 day. Right? So here again we see the division, and here again we would have this nafkamina that mechila would help. Right? In this case, if she's Moichel, Mechila would help.
If the Kala's first marriage, it's his second marriage.
Oh, so that there it says that Alma Shinosa Psula, the Maskonas and Gemara is it's all 7 days. 7 days.
It's the other way around as well. It's a Bracha marrying
Oh, so now we'll get to that. Oh, that's a different thing. Now we'll get to that in a second. But Alma married Psula at 7 days because marrying a Psula automatically makes a Simcha more. There it seems everything will be 7 days. But now what's with Bokhar Shanos Almona? What happens if a Bokhar marries Almona? Or a Grusha? So in this case, there's a Machloikis Rishayim. Some Rishayim learn that will be the other way around. Sheva Brochas will be 7 days, and the Simcha will be only 3 days. Because the takona for her is only 3 days. Right? Because she's on Mona, you only have to dedicate 3 days. His Simcha is 7 days. So we'll have a case, a state where we'll have Sheva Brochas for 7 days, but only 3 days for her. There's another sheet that it says no, that the minute since we need 7 days, since his Simcha is 7 days, and he has Issa Melochim, it's not his Simcha for 7 days, so we have all 7 days. So that's the din over there. So now, the question would be, we have a few nafkaminas, what would be, in the Almon Shanos Almona, what would be pushing off the Avelis? How many days would he push off Avelis? So, here the question arises, Choyer we would say, and this is how the Tiferes the Moshe learns, that goes on his Simcha. His Simcha is only 1 day. We said Almon Shanos Almona, the Brochus is only 1 day, and it's 3 days he has for... He has Issa Melocha to Mesameach her. So in this case, since his Simcha is only 1 day, you would think that the pushing off Avel is only 1 day. Because what pushes off the Avel is his status of Simcha, his state of Simcha. That pushes off. So that's how the Tiferes the Moshe learns that the Avel is delayed by 1 day. But Rabbi Kiveger says no. That Rabbi Kiveger says that it's pushed off by the full 3 days. All 3 days. And you have to understand why. And we have another din. What's the din of... We don't say tachanun. Chosin doesn't say tachanun. Right? When it's a chosin present, we don't say tachanun. Right? In a minyan. By almon shanos almona, how many days will we not say tachanun? So Mishnah Berurah paskins, Siman Kuf Lamed Alef, Mishnah Berurah paskins, for 3 days. All 3 days. 3 days. And there's another similar din to this. That's what I guess where Mishnah Berurah got it from. There's a din which we not know yet because a lot of achrayim achrayim got it, but there was a din that they used to say there was a din brought in some achrayim that we know that we're not allowed to make hoysofas on Monday and Thursday, right? We're only allowed to have 3 aliyahs. On Yom Tov you can make hoysofas. Shabbos you can make hoysofas. So now the question is, there were achrayim, there was a minig that when there was a chosin present they would make hoysofas, they give a chosin aliyah. Because it's like a yontif. The chosim is like a yontif. We don't say tachanun, it's like a yontif. So we can make our sofas. Other chrenim argue on that. They say, how does he affect the whole tzibur and not? But in this din, of when we're giving our sofa, the primogodim talks what will be by almon shanos almono, how many days will we enable this thing to allow extra sofa? Is it 1 day or three? And also the tia there is to say 3 days. The primogodim starts off 3 days. So we have here three cases, the Rabbi Kiveiga, the Rabbi Delaying the Avelis, the Tachanon and this, that Alma Shanos Almona, even though the Broch on his Simcha, his Yontav L'Choyer is only 1 day, but since he's Mesameach her, that's 3 days. So the two possibilities of understanding this, right, we can either learn that the Itzim Melocha itself is already enough. The fact, even though it's Takanata really, not a Yontav, and we can't make a Sheva Brochas, but the fact that it's Itzim Melocha, just he has a din issa melocha because of her, that's enough not to say tachanun. Or you can learn, at the end of the day, since he's coming to mesameach her, and this is a simcha for both of them together, at the end it becomes just both of them together, it started off taka from takonas chachomim. Chachomim said you have to dedicate the time to for her. But once he's dedicating that time, and he's with his wife, that creates a situation of simcha for him too, enough to enable it to be called the emes simcha, not just a maisa issa melocha that he has, but it becomes, he's emes considered a status of simcha, lefkamina, that we don't say tachanun. Maybe that's the pshat in Mishnah Berurah, why we don't say tachanun. Now, just one more thing that I saw that, an interesting question here that I think I said b'shem, Blade Gurvitz, that was done, there's a machloikas, Yadua, there's a machloikas, whether the kala has to be present at Sheva Brochas, whether she, you know, after they bring in the kala, she has to hear the Sheva Brochas, there's a machloikas we're showing where the kala has to hear the Sheva Brochas. So now the question would be, Lamoshal, by Bokhar Shanos Almona, where we said, by Bokhar Shanos Almona, where we said that the Sheva Brochas is 7 days because of him, but it's not her, 3 days are enough. if she's almona. The reason why we have seven days, sheva brochas, is because of him. So in this case, we have a case where the entire sheva brochas is only because of him. So maybe in this case, we won't need to bring in the kala. And this, there'll be enough kamina. We find a sheva brochas, which is only resulting only from the chosen side and not from the kala side. That so we would have this enough kamina.
After 3 days.
After the 3 days, right. But bov shalos almona after three days.
Good.
What's the